Hey guys, sweet. It's good to see you. Have a seat. Great job. Man, that was a great singing. Again, we got a great team. You know, I got to admit, you guys are better singers than you look. You guys sound better than you look. Man, good singers. Appreciate it. We're in the middle of a study right now. Actually, we just launched it last week on superheroes. We're looking at this... looking at superheroes, real popular right now in our culture, superhero movies. We're looking at these at superheroes, and we're saying, okay, here's what the superhero's like. Here's how Jesus is better, right? This is what the superhero cannot do for you. This is what Jesus can. Last week, we looked at Superman, and what we saw is that Superman's not a man. He's from another planet. He's not even human. He's only pretending to be human, but yet we need to have a human save us from our sins and bring in a new world order that is led by humans. Humans that are in perfect conformity and in love with God and in love with each other. Only Jesus can bring in that new world, and because he's man. Today, what I want to look at is not Superman, but a character that's a little bit darker. Probably the best of all superheroes. My man, the Batman. Oh yes, look at some Batman action. Batman can't save you. That's what we're going to see tonight. Batman can't save you. I like Batman. I think Batman's great, but Batman cannot save you. Let's take a look for just a minute at a few things. I forgot about this slide. Check this out. This goes back all the way to 1943 up to 2016. This is a picture of all the different Batman costumes. Check out that first one. That looks like they got that at, like, I don't know, Party Central or something. Look at that. So terrible. It's cracking me up. All the way up to Ben Affleck. Look at that one. That's pretty cool. You notice how Batman became more muscular? Look at the guy up in 19... Look at Adam West, 1966. He looks like he eats too much pie. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Lots of different Batman. So popular. Here is a picture of a bunch of DC superheroes from DC Comics. Notice how Batman and Superman are side by side. You know, Superman is obviously not a human at all. Batman is only human. He's only human. He is incredibly great, though, at leading all these superheroes. Batman is side by side with Superman as a great, amazing, awesome hero. Let me tell you some of the tools that Batman has. Unbelievable. He has all of this somehow in his one belt. He's got batarangs. He's got batline, bat rope, bat claw, bat grapple. He's got a cryptographic sequencer. He's got bolas. He's got tracers. Yes, he does. He's got smoke pellets and gas pellets. He's got a line launcher, a tranquilizer gun, and glue goblets, and a lockpick, and I'm not even going to name them all. Explosive gel. He's got a remote claw, a disruptor. I don't even know what a disruptor is. He's got freeze grenades, a sonic devastator. And not only that, but he has freeze grenades. Yes, he does. He has freeze grenades. Did I already say those? Okay, he has an ultrasonic bat beak. Okay, here's the point. Batman, where does he get all those wonderful toys? He's wealthy. He's incredibly rich because Batman is really Bruce Wayne. Bruce Wayne is just a guy, but he's got incredible amount of money. Bruce Wayne, take a look at this image here. Here's a picture of Bruce Wayne. My man's looking nice. Born in Gotham, tons of money, right? His parents, Thomas and Martha, they were murdered by a mugger. His parents were killed, but he's very, very wealthy. Bruce Wayne inherits it. In fact, Gotham City's pretty much run by the Waynes. They got tons of money. Listen to this. He has a butler. Oh my goodness. He has a butler, Alfred, who's amazing. But oh, by the way, he has a cool car too. I forgot to say that. He's got a really cool car. Bruce Wayne, though, is a man. That's it. If you cut him, he bleeds. If he doesn't eat, he gets hungry. Bruce Wayne is a man, but he's nothing more than a man with a bunch of toys. That's it. Okay, he knows some pretty cool martial arts, but he's just a regular guy. And here's the thing. Somebody might think that that's true about Jesus. Maybe Jesus was just a man with a lot of resources. Hey, maybe Jesus was a really smart guy. Really smart, really gifted. He had a really strong moral compass. Maybe he mastered the herbal medicines, right? That's why he could help people who were sick. That's Jesus. He was a master of herbal medicines. He knew how to draw a crowd. Boy, he could inspire people. Jesus was amazing. It was so sad, very tragic that his career was cut short. He tragically died at the peak of his career. Very sad about Jesus, because Jesus was a man with a lot of toys, a lot of resources, really smart, good moral compass, knew how to draw a crowd, but man, so sad that he died. Some people think that about Jesus, believe it or not. Here's the question. We looked last week at the fact that Jesus was a man, but was he only a man? Is that all he was? Just a man with some resources and toys. Let's look at this verse from Isaiah chapter 9. Good Christmas verse. You guys know this. For to us a child is born, a son is given. He's man, human, child, son, yes. But look at his names. Call him Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God. A name of Jesus is Mighty God. He's a child, he's a son, but he's also God. Isaiah 9. Here's John 20. Jesus said to Thomas, look at this. Put your finger here. See my hands? And put out your hand and place it in my side. Look, Thomas, I've got a body. Stick your hand in the hole of my side. Thomas did it. He says, do not disbelieve, Thomas, but believe. You know what Thomas said? Do you know how Thomas responded to this? It's one of the clear statements in all the Bible about who Jesus is. Look at what Thomas says. Look at this. Thomas said, my Lord and my God. You know, Jesus did not say, whoa, Thomas, too much, dude. Whoa. I'm great and all, but man, don't call me God. Jesus didn't say that. He completely accepted Thomas's praise. Here's another one. Matthew chapter 9. Some of the people brought to Jesus a paralytic lying on a bed. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven. Jesus went around telling people, don't worry about your sins, I forgive them. Listen, I can forgive sins that you commit against me, but I cannot forgive sins that you commit against somebody else. But Jesus went around saying, I'll forgive the sins that you committed against somebody else. Was he just a man? No. In fact, we come right here against a teaching that it took Christians a long time to think through. We come across this, that Jesus Christ is one person, but he has two natures. He is God and man. Check out this graphic. You got these two circles coming together. You see this one person, but he's God and man, two natures. One person, two natures. Does it blow your mind? It ought to blow your mind. Jesus is God. Say, all right, Dave, so what? He is God. What does that mean? Look at 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. Scripture says, there is one God. There's one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Listen to this. This is very important, guys. I want you to hear this. Hear what Paul says? There is one person that can connect God and humans together, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God and man. And so he can lay his hand on our heads and bless us while he holds hand with the Father. He's able to talk to God the Father and then turn to us and talk to us. Jesus Christ is the only one who can give us access to God. He is the one mediator, and the Father listens to the Son. He's the Son, the beloved one in whom he's well pleased. Jesus Christ is not just a man. He is God and man. Guys, Batman can't save you. because he's only a human. So, sorry, Batman. As much as I like you, you failed. You are great. I like Batman. He's probably my favorite superhero. Guys, Batman is a man, but that's all he is. He's a man with toys. He cannot save you. Now you think, all right, Dave, who in the world would ever think otherwise for Jesus? I thought everyone thought that he was God. Not really. Not really. In fact, I'm willing to wager that you probably think that Jesus is just a man too, at least sometimes. You downplay his ability to save you and to change you. Batman went around the city locking bad guys up, but he never changed one person's heart. Batman can keep the law, but he didn't change a heart. Batman can put you in jail if you're mean, but he can't make you loving. Guys, Jesus Christ is God and man. Jesus is able to save you from your sinning habits. And only he can do that because he is God and he's man, so he wants to. He understands where you are. He is on a mission to save us from our sins. Now, I got a few questions I'm going to ask you guys here. Just a few questions as you guys go to small group. I want you to ask these questions, all right? How would your prayers and your worship change if Jesus...